February 11, 1927. Wherever the divine will reigns, Jesus places the strings of his attributes in order. How we must be able to say, "Here is my heaven." How the children of the fiat will be kings and queens, and only one who possesses the divine fiat has the right to ask for its kingdom. As I was in my usual state, my adorable Jesus made me see many strings in my interior, one close to the other, starting from a sphere, which was in the middle of these strings. Under this sphere there was empty space, and in that empty space there was my sweet Jesus who, very often, touched those strings and played, but in such a harmonious and beautiful way, that it cannot be described. Then, after he played his little sonata, he said, "My daughter, these strings are the symbol of the soul in whom my will reigns. I myself delight in forming them and arranging them all in order. Look at how beautiful they are. Each string has its distinct color, invested with light, in such a way that, altogether, they form the most beautiful rainbow, all dazzling with light. But do you want to know why each string has its distinct color? Because each one of them symbolizes one of my divine qualities, that is, my attributes. So, I placed everything in order, the string of love, the string of goodness, the string of power, of mercy, of strength, of wisdom, of purity, in sum, everything. I have not excluded even the string of justice. So, when I want to love and be loved, I touch the string of love. Oh, how sweet is its sound, soft, penetrating, delightful, such as to shake heaven and earth, investing the most intimate fibers of all the beings in whom my will reigns. And I love, and am loved, because its sound draws and enraptures everyone to love me. And I myself, enraptured by my own love, love and release oceans of love. This sound is so melodious as to make me tolerate everything, and bear the great evils of the poor world. This sound makes me pass to touch the string of goodness, and this sound draws the attention of all to receive the good that my goodness wants to release and gift to creatures. Speaking voices can be heard in this sound. It makes all sounds stand at attention, sounds of surprise, of admiration, in hearing, in this sound of voices, the goods which I want to give. This sound, while making me release my goods, disposes the creatures to receive them. Therefore, each time I want one of my attributes to exercise its office, I touch the string that belongs to it, and I place it in attitude. But do you know why I have arranged all these strings in you? Because wherever my will reigns, I want to find all of myself and all the things that belong to me. In such a way that, whatever I do in heaven, I must be able to do in the soul in whom my supreme fiat dominates and reigns. I must have my throne, my melodies, to be able to vibrate the sound of mercy to convert souls, the sound of wisdom to make myself known, the sound of my power and justice to make myself feared. I must be able to say, "Here is my heaven." After this, I was doing my round in the creation, and while impressing my I love you on each created thing, I ask that, by virtue of that divine will that preserves them beautiful and whole, the kingdom of the supreme fiat would come upon earth. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, created things are inanimate, therefore they do not have the virtue of asking for a kingdom so holy. But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, it is true that created things are without soul. However, within each one of them flows the life of my will, and only by virtue of it, they maintain themselves beautiful, just as they were created. Now, created things are all noble and queens, all belonging to my royal family. And by virtue of my will which animates them, and of the acts which my will exercises in them, they have the right to ask for the coming of my kingdom, because it is also their kingdom. In order to ask, with right, for the coming of the kingdom of the divine fiat, it is necessary to be one from our family, in whom our will has its prime place, its throne, its life. This is why I first made you be born it, so that it might have its rights of paternity over you, and you might have the rights of daughter, in order to have the rights to ask for its kingdom, to ask, not yourself alone, but also by virtue of all created things, that is, of all those innumerable acts which our will exercises in all creation, that our kingdom and yours may come. My daughter, who can aspire to have the right to be king, if not a son of the king? Even more, everyone sees in him the right that the kingdom will be his. But if they see a servant, a peasant aspiring to it, who does not belong to the royal family, and who says that he has the right to be king and that the kingdom will be his, they consider him insane and worthy of all mockeries. In the same way, one who wanted to ask for my kingdom, but my holy will did not reign in him, being in the condition of servant, would not have the right to ask for my kingdom. And if he asks for it, it is without right, and just a way of saying. Now, suppose that a king had hundreds, thousands of children, all belonging, legitimately, to his royal family. Would all of them not have the right to occupy noble positions, not unseemly to their status, and to say, the kingdom of our father is ours, because we carry his royal blood in our veins? Now, in all creation, in the children who will belong to the kingdom of the divine fiat, will flow the life of it, more than blood, which will give them the right to belong to the royal and celestial family, in such a way that all will be kings and queens, all will occupy noble positions, worthy of the family to which they belong. Therefore, created things have more right that the kingdom of my will come, because they are all daughters of heaven, and are the acts of my very will which asks for it in them, than creatures themselves who, by doing their will, have reduced themselves to the condition of servants. So, when you ask for the coming of the kingdom of my eternal fiat in the name of the heavens, of the sun, of the sea and of all the other created things, you force my will itself to ask for the coming of its kingdom. And do you think it is nothing that a divine will prays in each created thing, as you impetrate its kingdom? Therefore, continue and never draw back. Even more, you must know that it is my will itself that puts you on the way in the whole creation, to have its daughter together with it in all of its acts, to make you do what it does and wants from you.